Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan. I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're going to be sitting with a teaching from Jesus that is as uncomfortable as it is famous. It's the text about how we view others, but more importantly, it is a revealing look at how we might view ourselves. First, let's read it in. We're going to be in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. Jesus says this: "Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there's a big log in your own? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's." Jesus is speaking here on what we call the Sermon on the Mount, casting a vision for what human life actually looks like when God is restoring the world, making it right. And to make his point, he uses intentional, almost absurd humor. I mean, you picture a guy with a giant timber beam protruding from his face, leaning in closely to meticulously extract a tiny piece of sawdust from his neighbor's eye. The imagery is supposed to be ridiculous. But underneath that humor is kind of this devastatingly accurate critique of the human condition. We are all incredibly skilled at noticing the failures, the blind spots, the character flaws in the people around us, and yet we possess an astonishing capacity to ignore our own deeply rooted brokenness. We're quick to be critics. We feel justified in our outrage because we are thoroughly convinced our own vision is perfectly clear. But Jesus reminds us that the primary barrier to true community usually isn't just the other person's flaws. It's our own lack of self-awareness. It's the defensive armor we wear that prevents us from seeing our own desperate need for grace. When the scripture speaks of a log in our own eye, it's not meant to shame us. Jesus isn't trying to induce self-hatred. He's inviting us into reality. Right? Like, the truth is, we are all living in a fractured world. We are all shaped by pain, by disappointment, by rebellion, both our own and that of others. When we finally acknowledge the log in our own eye, we stop acting like the savior or the judge of our brothers and sisters. Instead, we realize we are patients in the same hospital, sitting in the same waiting room, needing the same great physician. Now, let's take a second to pray it up. See, forgiveness and relational healing rarely begin with a confrontation. They are almost always things that begin with the quiet, unhurried place of honest self-reflection before God. Before we attempt to extend forgiveness outward, or before we try to fix the people around us, we are invited to simply bring our own unedited hearts before the Lord. The quiet space of prayer, the defensive walls we build to protect ourselves, start to come down. We live in a noisy culture that trains us to react constantly and instantly to every offense, but prayer slows us down enough to see the ways our own unhealed pain has overflowed into others. And if we're honest, there are moments we have reacted harshly out of our own deep wounds, wounds that we never intend to pass along, but inevitably do because we refuse to tend to them ourselves. Naming those places with God does not condemn us. It opens us up to healing. God isn't shocked by the log in your eye. He already sees it, and he loves you entirely anyway. It is from this place of honesty before God that our posture towards others begins to fundamentally shift. What would it look like for you today to take a moment, maybe even now, you can press pause, to be honest before God? Now, let's talk about how we live this out. Like, how does this actually shape our Tuesday afternoons or our Friday afternoons? Living this out requires a shift in the very power source of our lives. Matthew's reminder is clear. We forgive because we have been forgiven. But let's be honest about how difficult this is. Forgiveness is not something we can manufacture through sheer willpower. If you just grit your teeth and try harder to forgive the person who betrayed you, you will exhaust yourself. On your own, our natural gravity pulls us towards resentment, self-protection, and scorekeeping. But the ethic of the gospel operates differently. Through the Holy Spirit, what is impossible in our own strength becomes possible in God's. True forgiveness is a long, steady walk in the same direction. I love what author Eugene Peterson calls this. He calls it a long obedience in the same direction. It's a process walked with God, not in an instantaneous moment of human effort. As we intentionally abide in His grace day by day, we find ourselves increasingly able to release others. And we do this not because the hurt was small or insignificant or doesn't matter. I mean, sometimes the hurt is massive and sometimes it's still there. We do this because His forgiveness at work within us is greater and more defining than the wound we have received. Taking the log out of your eye doesn't mean we have to achieve moral perfection before we can ever speak to a friend. It means we approach them not from a pedestal of superiority, but from the level ground at the foot of the cross. And so as you drive to work today, as you go about your tasks or doing whatever you need to do, I want to invite you to take a moment to pause. Turn off the radio, music, the podcast for just a few moments after this is over and ask the Holy Spirit to gently show you places of your brokenness in your life. And ask yourself, how have my unhealed places shaped my responses to my spouse, my kids, or my coworkers? And ask Him to reveal any relationships where forgiveness is needed, either to be offered or to be asked for. Sit with Him in the uncomfortable honesty of that reality and allow His Spirit to begin the slow, beautiful work of healing and release. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.